Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Vayetze. Vayakum Yaakov Vayisa Banav Vesnashav Al Gemalim. And Yaakov went and he put his sons and his wives on the camels. Rashi says this stands in contradistinction to Esav. Esav, on the other hand, put the women first and then then the males. Continuing on. Vinhag es kol miknehu ves koruchusho asher rachash mikne kinyano asher rachash bepadan aram lavo el Yitzchak aviv arza kanan. And he marched all of his possessions, everything that he gained in Padan Aram, to go to Yitzchak, his father, in Canaan. V'Lavan halach ligzos es tzono, and Lavan went to go shear his sheep. V'tignov Rachel es haterafim asher alavia, and Rachel stole the idols, or fortune-telling nechashim, alternatively, that her father owned. Rashi adds, let's remember that flocks are 3 days away from the base camp. So he had to go 3 days to go and shear his sheep. Vegno, Yaakov is lev lavan ha'arami, al bli higidlo ki boreachu. And Yaakov deceived Lavan because he didn't tell him that he was leaving, that he was running away. Additionally, Rashi tells us that Rachel stole these fortune-telling idols of Lavan to try to wean him off of Avodah Zarah. Nasty habit, right? Vayivrachu v'chol asher lo v'yakum v'yavor es ha-nahar v'yasim es panav har ha-gilad. And Yaakov fled and everything that he had, and he crossed over the river and he turned his face towards the mountain of Gilad. Vayuga the Lavan b'yom hashlishi kivarach Yaakov. And on the third day, 3 days afterwards, Lavan was told that Yaakov fled. Vayikach es echav imo v'yirdov achrav v'derech shivas yamim v'yidabek oso behar Gilad. And Lavan took his relatives and they chased them the path of 7 days. Rashi says this means that they covered the 7 days that it took for Yaakov to travel. Lavan traversed it in all 1 day and caught up to him in the Har Gilad. Vayavo Elokim el Lavan ha'arami b'chalom ha'layla, and Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Midas Hadin, came to Lavan in a dream of the night. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Hishamer locha pen tedaberim Yaakov mitov v'yadra. Be careful not to say anything to Yaakov, whether good or bad. Rashi adds that even good stuff from Rashaim is bad for tzaddikim. V'yaseg Lavan es Yaakov, v'Yaakov taka ohalo behar, v'Lavan taka echav behar ha-gilad. And Lavan caught Yaakov, reached Yaakov, and Yaakov had planted his tent on the mountain, and Lavan planted his brethren on the Har Gilad. Vayomar Lavan leYaakov me'asisa v'tignov es levavi. Lavan says, "What did you do? You stole my heart." V'tinaheg es benosai kishvuyos charev, and you are chasing my daughters away like prisoners of the sword. Rashi said sword also can mean soldiers. He says any soldier that comes from the war is called a sword. Lama nechbasa livroach v'tignovosi v'lo higadta li v'ashlechecha b'simcha b'shirim v'tof v'chinor. Why did you go and you hide and run and deceive me? Rashi explains tignovosi, which could mean stealing from me or steal me. Steal, he says, means deceiving. V'lo higadta li, and you didn't tell me, I would have sent you out with simcha, with songs, with drums, and with stringed instruments. V'lo natashtani l'nashek es levanai uvnosai, and you didn't give me the opportunity to kiss my sons and my daughters. Ata hiskalta aso, and now you've done a great corruption that's been done to me, a great transgression. Yesh le'el yadi la'asos yimachem ra, I have the ability to do bad things to you, ve'elokei avichem, emesh amar elai, he shamer lecha midaber im Yaakov mitov v'yad ra. But the God of your father appeared to me last night in a dream and said to me, be careful lest you say anything to Yaakov, whether good or nor bad. V'yata haloch halachta, ki nichsof nichsafta leves avicha, and now you've gone, and you're going because you desire to go back to the home of your father. Lama ganav ties Elohai. Finally, seeming as an addition, and why did you steal my gods? Vayan Yaakov vayomer lelavan, ki yaresi ki amarti pentigzol as benosecha mimi. Yaakov answered Lavan and said, I was afraid that you were going to try to steal your daughters away from me. Imasher timatzes elohecha lo yichya. Neged achenu haker lecha ma imadi v'lakach lach v'lo yada Yaakov ki barachal ganavtam. Yaakov answers the first taina first, the first complaint first, and the second complaint second. Why did you drive my daughters away like they are captives of war? Because I was afraid you were going to try to steal them from me. Why, where are your gods? I have no idea where your gods are, he said. Whoever took your gods will not live. Look, what do you have with me? Go search the place. But Yaakov didn't know that Rachel had stolen them. Vayavu lavan ba'ol Yaakov v'ba'ol Lea v'ohel shtei amahos v'lo matza v'yetzi me'ohel Lea v'yavu be'ohel Rachel. It is from this curse that Rachel Imenu ultimately dies on the road, Rashi adds. And then we say that Lavan went and searched Yaakov's tent, which is also Rachel's tent, and he went to Leah's tent. And then he searched the tent of the two of Bilhah and Zilpah, and he didn't find them. And then as he left from Leah's tent, he went back into Rachel's tent, which was still Yaakov's tent. And he went to go check again, Rashi says, because she was known to go around touching everything. So he didn't go to the tent of Bilhah and Zilpah before he went back to check Rachel's tent, which is Yaakov's tent. Also, because again, Rachel was the main wife, Rachel and Yaakov were always together. Therefore, it was the same tent. For Rachel lacha es atrafim v'tesimim b'char ha-gamal v'teshav alehem v'imashis lavan es kol ha-ohel v'lo matza. And Rachel took the trophim and put them in the camel saddlebag and was sitting on it. And Lavan touched everything in the tent, but he didn't see it. But Vatomer el avia, ayichar be'eni adoni, my master shouldn't be upset. Ki lo uchal akum, I can't stand up in panecha in front of you. Ki derech nashimli, there's a way of women is with me. Vechapes v'lo matzas ha-trophim. And he checked the entire tent and did not find the trophim. Vayichar el Yaakov, Vayarev belavan, vayan Yaakov, vayomer lelavan, mapishi umachata si ki dalakta acharai. Yaakov said to, Yaakov became angry, and he spoke strongly to Lavan, and he answered him, and he said to Lavan, what was my sin? What was my transgression that you chased after me in such a way? Ki mashashtas kol kelai, ma matzasa umi mikol kli besecha sim kol neged achai, you touched everything in the house, every kli, every. Now, place your claim in front of my brothers and your brothers, and let's prove out our claims against each other. Prove it to me either which way. Ze esrim shana v'anochi imach rechalecha v'izecha lo shikelu. This is 20 years that I'm with you, and your sheep and your goats, nothing, there were no miscarriages. Ve'elei tzoncha lo achalti, I did not eat any of your rams nor any of your sheep. Trefa lo hevesi alecha, anochi achatena miyodi. Teva achatena miyodi, tevashena gunavti yom ugunavti laila. I didn't bring you a mutilated carcass. I took the blame for it. I paid you for it. You stole from me during the day, and you stole from me during the night. Hayti b'yom achalni chorev v'kerach b'alayla Vatidash Nasimeinai. And I was burned during the day and frozen during the night. There was no sleep had been removed from my eyes. Zeli Esrim Shana Beveisecha, Avarticha Arba Esre Shana Beshteven Osecha, Veshesh Shana Betzonecha, Vetechalef Es Maskurti, Aseres Monim. Worked for you for 20 years, 14 years I worked for your two daughters, 6 years I worked with your sheep, and you changed my salary 100 times. Rashi said you kept switching whether it was going to be speckled or spotted or striped. Kept changing it back and forth. Lulei Elokei Avi, Elokei Avraham Ufachad Yitzchak, Hayali Ki Ata Reikam Tshilachtani, Esoni V'es Yagia Kapai Ra'a Elokim V'yochach Amesh. If it wasn't for the God of my father, God of Abraham, the dread of Isaac, who was with me, now I would be empty. You would have sent me home empty-handed, and all of the work that I did with my hands. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu came to you, Elohim came to you last night and reproved you and gave you Musar. It does not mean to proof over here, V'yochach. It means to reprove. It means to give Musar, Tochacha, not Lehochiach, to prove, in this case. Rashi adds that he's called Pachad Yitzchak, the Pachad Yitzchak, as opposed to Elokei Yitzchak, because it's not appropriate. We spoke about this in another Rashi before, that we don't connect, say, the God of so-and-so while the person is still alive. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Sixth Aliyah.